Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hey, creepies, welcome to Middle-Aged Mini number 71. Nate is your sound engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. Gentlemen, what's going on tonight?
Middle-aged, you say?
Middle-aged.
Yes. Nothing too much. We're having an awesome evening.
Middle-aged, I don't know where I'm at.
help Nate out.
Middle-aged and confused, right?
Middle-aged, yeah, I'm pretty much there.
Having a fun night. Fun night. Chip in the throat.
Yes.
What were those, by the way?
Doritos.
Doritos? Oh, yeah, Doritos. Oh, they'll get you every time.
He's sitting there all night.
Get you every time, yeah. Mm-hmm. I have Cheetos in my bag, but I've refrained because I'm going to save them for tomorrow.
Because you got willpower.
Willpower. Yeah, we just got done recording our second annual Halloween special.
We did.
We're really proud of that.
Yeah.
It's going to be awesome. It is. And so I can't
Not
wait.
To brag.
Not to brag, but it's...
We're a big deal.
Yeah, we are.
It's a big thing.
It's a big thing. It's it was fun doing, and I'm pretty sure the creepies are going to enjoy it. So, let's get right to it. Sean.
Okay.
What are we going to talk about?
Head first.
Mini? Head first. Diving
head
in.
Head first, baby.
That's how we do it.
This is a topic that is going to go under, I guess, my choice, but I'm going to... It was an inspiration by a listener, John Maskow.
Yes, right.
He passed away within the last month or so. Yeah. This was one of the last conversations he and I had on Messenger, was him suggesting that we do this as a mini. And I was like, great, that's cool. And I talked to Todd about it. And he's like, yeah, we'll put that on our list. And so after he passed away, you know, we were thinking about this would be something that we really need to make sure we do for multiple reasons. And then around the Halloween season, this is an excellent time to cover it. So thank you, John. You were obviously at peace and in a better place. So hopefully you're out there still enjoying us and loving every minute of it. And we appreciate, even if it was for a short time, that you were a loyal listener to us.
Yeah.
Planning on going down investigations. Maybe he'll still come with us on those investigations.
Who knows, right?
So
he'll show up.
I did forget that John was the one that you talked with about this. So, yeah.
I have him written in bold on the top of my paper here. So what he wanted us to talk about was scarecrows.
And I'm going to say that I don't know, with all the podcasts I've listened to, I don't think scarecrows has been covered. I'm not saying it hasn't by others, but the ones I listen to.
Are you calling us groundbreaking? Because that could
we
be.
Are grand. Man, we're getting big time. Groundbreaking.
Groundbreaking.
That's kind of scary and exciting.
Well, the other. The
get
other,
it first here.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. You beat me to it. Jinx. Double jinx. The other option was scare cows, but that wasn't nearly as.
So I read the scare. Gosh, Mike.
Sorry, I don't let you do that.
You did. That's all right. I own it.
So a little background, which there's not tons out there, but a scarecrow is a decoy or mannequin, often in the shape of a human. Humanoid scarecrows are usually dressed in old clothes and placed in open fields to discourage birds, especially crows, from disturbing and feeding on recently cast seed and growing crops. Scarecrows are used around the world by farmers and are a notable symbol of farms and the countryside in popular culture.
Mm.
Scarecrows.
Scarecrows.
Crows. Scarecrows.
We were talking before we started recording. Little bit. How many movies and shows and cartoons has the scarecrow been represented? You know,
tons.
A lot of times, good. You know, and then not so good.
Wizard of Oz is one that obviously a lot of people.
And Wizard of Oz, never heard that. Is this a movie?
It's a new one for you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. When that come out? 1939.
I'll miss you most of all, Scarecrow.
Wizard of Oz. What did you say, Nate? You said. What was the one?
Jeepers Creepers.
One of my favorite movies, Jeepers Creepers. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He was the second one.
The second one, yeah. Freaking out that little kid. Mm-hmm. Before I took him away, we were talking about like the old superhero cartoon, The Legion of Doom. I think he was in that.
He's the villain for Batman.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. He's one of the oldest and most notable of the League of Villains, I guess you'd call it, for Batman. Yeah.
Okay. Well, in the movie, I never remember the title, but it was the scary stories Told in the Dark or something like that.
Scary Stories is a Tell in the Dark.
Yeah, it came out 3 or 4 years ago. Mm-hmm. That Scarecrow to me is one of the best ones.
I think it's Scary Stories Told in the Dark.
Okay.
But I'm not positive.
Is this
sorry? There's a mist
somewhere around
there. There's a
mist
under the
door.
You'll
find it.
Is a Scary Stories Told in the Dark? Sean, you can.
I can just stop that.
Yeah. No, but it's a popular. You know, in movies and shows and cartoons.
Well, it's historic too because they say, believe it or not, the first recorded history of scarecrows dates all the way back to ancient Egypt. Mm. Their version of a scarecrow was a wooden frame covered with nets to protect the vast wheat fields they had along the Nile River, where flocks of quail frequently visited. So that it goes all the way back to Egypt. Now, I did not know that.
I didn't either.
That was news to me.
I would not have ever guessed.
Because they give the credit of who originally invented scarecrows were the Egyptians.
Huh. I would have thought somebody in Nebraska.
You know, they'd never believe that the Nile would flood into their wheat fields.
Or they end to know.
Yeah.
Ha! I beat you to it. Sorry.
Hey, I'm doing the dad jokes right.
So, the bad dad jokes. The bad jokes.
Hey. What do you mean bad? Bad.
What?
Yeah, so I did. That's good to know that it started in Egypt. I did not know that.
I have a story.
Oh, okay.
Ooh. And I believe it's the same one that's on the Scary Stories Tell in the Dark stuff.
Okay.
Is that what it's called?
Harold, something like that. I don't know. Harold the Scarecrow.
Oh.
This happened a very long time ago on a farm in Edmonton. Two brothers lived with their grandparents, and every day they had to work in the cornfields, but crows always crowded the corn. So the two brothers had to chase them away all the time. One day, one of the brothers suggested that they should make a scarecrow, so they got to work. They named him Harold, after their old neighbor who died. The two boys laughed as they made Harold's black, beady eyes and his evil grin. They set it up in the field and walked away satisfied. That night, the two brothers were bothered by strange noises coming from outside. One of them joked, "It's Harold." But after a while, they both fell asleep. The next morning, they found Harold leaning against their bedroom window. But they convinced each other that it was the wind. This happened for the next 3 nights, and they woke up every morning to find Harold in a different place. This began to give them the spooks. One day, the two brothers were walking to the pasture to milk the cows when one of them said, "We forgot to milk the milking stool." None of them wanted to go back to the barn, for the cornfield was across from the barn, and Harold was in the cornfield. The older one finally said he'd do it and left. The younger brother waited at the pasture for about a half an hour before he headed back in search for his brother. As he walked back, he worried himself about Harold. What if Harold got him? Nah, he told himself. As he neared the barn, he heard a thumping noise and looked up to the barn roof. And there was Harold, trotting around a dead, torn-up body, drying in the sun.
Yeah.
Well, that's pleasant.
Harold got his revenge, right?
Oh, Harry. Yeah, that's creepy.
The scarecrow, you say.
The scarecrow. The scarecrow. Hey, my glasses didn't work. I was like,
I love it. I think it's great.
I paused, and I said, scarecrow.
Yeah, that's the creepiness of a scarecrow.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of creepy stories.
I remember when I was a kid, we had a lot of decorations, and then we had bats, and we had vampires, and we had mummies, and we had witches and whatever. But one of them that I very distinctly remember was the scarecrow. And scarecrows can be very sweet and amiable looking, but they can also, and certainly when we talk about the scarecrow villain for Batman, it can be a psychological symbol of fear. So it's kind of interesting to have that juxtaposition between fear and being friendly. I think, it's also interesting to point out, cause I do like Batman. It's my favorite, superhero. And so the Scarecrow being a supervillain. He appeared in the DC Comics. He was created by Bill Finger and Bob Kane, debuted in the World's Finest Comics number 3 in September 1941. So he is a very old character. He's depicted as one of the most enduring enemies of the superhero. Batman belongs to the collective of adversaries that make up his rogues gallery. So I like that. He is also in a lot of, obviously he was made when they restarted the new Batman movies with Christian Bale. He was the first or one of the first main villains that they showcased using the fear toxin, which I think is really interesting. Back in the comic lore, it goes back into when he was a child, his grandmother, he was basically raised by his grandmother. And his grandmother was, she was very religious minded. And if he misbehaved or got out of line, she would lock him in the church and she covered him in some kind of a substance that she had that would attract crows. So the crows would basically attack him. So he had this great fear of crows and being locked in places. Well, and then he figured out what his grandma was doing, that she was covering him with some kind of substance. So he, as he grows up, he becomes so fascinated by fear that he takes her that substance and he engineers it into his fear toxin. So that's the original telling. When as the character evolved, the story was his father was a scientist working for the government and developing a fear toxin, and he would take his son and lock him in the basement. And like with all kind of creepy things, parts of dead bodies, weird heads and masks and all this stuff, and use this fear toxin on his son and just see what happened. But he'd lock him in. Well, his dad died in one of these experiments. And so his son was locked in there for a long time. And of course, all the scary stuff, fear toxins, all this. And then the police had to break him out of there when they found the dead body. But, so yeah. And, Scarecrow's real name is Jonathan Crane. That's what he's okay. supposed to be. He's also known as Chakran, Scare Beast, Ichabod Crane, and Professor Rance. So he's gone through different aliases. But I just think it's so interesting about the whole idea that he becomes like this professor and teacher of fear. And I think in one of the comics, I can't remember if it's the old version of him or the newer version, or one of the newer versions, but he basically gets kicked out of being a college professor or kicked out of his college in Gotham because he's trying to explain fear and the psychology of fear. And he pulls out a gun and shoots it. And the students are like, of course, scared to death, but they're like, you can't do that. So, he basically gets kicked out and he tries to come back, adopts the alter ego of being a scarecrow, and then that's when he starts becoming this bad guy. So it's his descent into madness and villainry is pretty interesting, actually.
I like it. Villainry.
Villainry. Yeah, I'm making stuff up over here. But I find that very interesting that was all inspired by Scarecrow, and like I said, just that being a symbol of fear and to ward off. It's always associated with the crows. Obviously, that's in the name. But it is interesting how I don't really think scarecrows are scared of crows. Crows are scared of crows. What? Cows?
Which one's supposed to be scary?
The crows aren't scared of
me
the
and Sean are nailing this.
Wait, what?
Watch out for the hedgehogs.
But you see those pictures of like crows just like hanging out on scarecrows and like, I don't think this is working.
Yeah. Yeah, and they mock the scarecrow,
right?
Like we were talking about earlier, like they like compare it to a skeleton, or excuse me, as I burp in the mic, any other type thing similar. I mean, a scarecrow, you always want, if you're walking through a cornfield or you see one, they look like they could almost just come alive,
yeah.
Or they are alive. They just, you know, you got the cutesy ones and stuff, but you still
or that whole like, thing of walking through around the cornfield, and it always looks like it's watching you.
Yes,
maybe
yeah.
It is.
Well, it's also symbolic a little bit, the way it hangs. Sometimes almost like it's being crucified, or that it's been punished, or that it's being, you know, it's
you almost feel bad for
it. It's a warning. Yes, exactly. Like you can't come down, you can't have a real life. And I think it's interesting. Like
they don't have a brain.
It links, right? If I only had a brain. Well, and the way it links to crow, you know, crow legends and ravens and all these the different birds, you know, those that gets into some interesting territory too about mm-hmm. how we look at. I was saying that we have a lot of crows at Hendrix. I don't know why, but they're they hang out around, and people are like, oh my gosh, it's another crow, and then they're annoying and they're a nuisance. And I'm like, actually, they're supposed to be good luck. Actually, in ancient societies, they're ravens and crows are looked upon
extremely smart,
very intelligent birds. Yeah. And it's supposed to be good luck to have them around. They actually see them as they are the smarter end of the bird.
We get a lot of them at the church, and there was four of them today. Two was flying one way, but I mean they were kind of circling, and I was like, "Oh, hi guys!" And then there were two hawks too. I wondered if that was going to be
like a
little battle
smackdown.
Here. The two hawks were circling around and they were doing their thing, and then here comes two crows, and they just go right by them, and then another pair of crows, and they go the other direction, but. Mm-hmm. But we do. We do have a lot in Hendrix County. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like the scarecrow. It's it is creepy, but yet, I don't know. It's just kind of like, it can be so different. You know, you can have the silly one in Wizard of Oz, and then you can get the one in the what was that story again, Sean? Stories Told in the Dark.
Oh, yeah. Scary, I don't remember.
Scary stories to tell in the dark.
Yeah.
Wait, what was that?
That one, the Herald. Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
Herald.
That's a scary one. Yeah, that's a scary scarecrow. I have a story for you
Do
guys.
Do tell.
I will. This says, it's weird. The title's called The Scarecrow.
Let's imagine that.
Wow. Okay, it says, I live on a small farm far out in the country. Every year my dad pulls out scarecrows in our fields because... What was that?
I've read this one.
Oh, did you? He thinks, let's see, where am I at? My dad puts out scarecrows in our fields because he thinks they're effective in not only keeping the crows out, but evil spirits as well. I guess he's a little superstitious. The scarecrows he sets out are the same ones year after year. After so much wear and tear, they were showing their age. Isn't that the truth? the Todd Crow. This October started out just like any other October. The weather was turning cool, and the leaves were beginning to change into brilliant orange and yellow colors. One Saturday, us kids got together and decided to make a new scarecrow. Being creative, we gathered our supplies and got to work. This scarecrow was to be different. This was my special design. I wanted a creepy scarecrow, much scarier than the others. Hours later, we finished up. Indeed, he was the ugliest, most frightening scarecrow I have ever seen. I was so proud. Mom called us for supper, so we planted the scarecrow out in the cornfield where I could see it from my bedroom window. Not giving it any more thought, we went in and ate. Soon the wind picked up and it began lightning. No storm was forecasted, but it looked like we were in for a rough night. Light rain began falling as I went up to bed. I was worried about my new scarecrow, so I peeked out my window. What I saw shocked me. He was there all right, but not where we had placed him. It appeared to me that he was several feet to the right. Puzzled, I stood at the window and watched intently. The lightning was bright, and every time it flashed, I could see my scarecrow. The problem was it looked as if he was moving when the sky was dark, only to turn up in another spot when the sky lit up. Thinking that I must be imagining things, I put my pajamas on and went to bed. Later on, a loud crack of thunder woke me up. By now, the rain was pounding down, making it difficult to see out my window. I slipped on my shoes and snuck outside to check on my scarecrow. Not sure where he was. I walked around in a thunderstorm, half blinded by the cold, stinging rain. Let's see here. Clumsily, I stumbled over a fallen branch and fell down in a patch of mud. When I looked up, there was my scarecrow glaring down at me. His eyes were huge and glowing red. I couldn't pick myself up fast enough. I ran screaming to the house and never looked back. See, that's like Dr. Jackson. You should not have looked
back. Don't look back.
We're almost done here. After tossing and turning the rest of the night, I woke up to a bright sunshine and the smell of bacon. Not wanting to tell my parents what had happened, I sat quietly and ate breakfast. Anxious and apprehensive, I then went outside to look around. My dad was already looking for damage to the buildings, but I was looking for my scarecrow. I could see the other scarecrows all in their usual places, but my scarecrow was nowhere to be found. Full of confusion, I began crying, not because of losing the scarecrow, but because of pure, unadulterated fear. My father told me that he probably blew away and would be discovered in a field during harvest. I knew better. Somehow, some way, that scarecrow came alive. How I don't know. And then it says, 10 years later, years have passed, and to this day, I have never seen my scarecrow again. What happened that stormy night? Do scarecrows really keep out evil spirits, or can they be possessed by one? I don't live on that farm anymore, but I've never ventured outside during a thunderstorm again.
Mm, so that's spooky.
That's a little spooky.
It's like what nightmares are made out of, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's good.
It said, I think this is interesting. So it says, the common form of scarecrow is the humanoid figure dressed, like we're talking about, in old clothes placed in open fields to discourage birds such as crows or sparrows from disturbing the feeding or feeding on recently cast seed, growing crops. Machinery such as windmills have been employed as scarecrows, but the effectiveness lessens as animals become familiar with these structures. Since the invention of the humanoid scarecrow, more effective methods have been developed. On Californian farmlands, highly reflective aluminized PET film ribbons are tied to plants to produce shimmers from the sun. Another approach is using automatic noise guns powered by propane gas. One winery in New York has even used inflatable tube men or air dancers to scare away birds. So there's other ways to do this.
Hmm.
In Japan, so Kojiki, the oldest surviving book in Japan, compiled in the year 712, a scarecrow known as Kubiko,
not Harold,
appears as a deity who cannot walk yet knows everything about the world. Nathaniel Hawthorne, we've talked about him before, his story Feathertop is a scarecrow made and brought to life in the 17th century Salem, Massachusetts by a witch in league with the devil. The basic framework of the story was used by American dramatist Percy MacKaye in 1904 play called, you'd never guess, The Scarecrow. Huh. Of course, he's been in The Wizard of Oz and all kind of different adaptations. So it's fascinating, like we were talking about, how many different places scarecrows actually come up in modern culture.
Yeah. And I'm just amazed on how old it is. I, you know, just going back to all the way to Egypt, and I had no idea. I would never guess that. So
Pink Floyd has recorded a song called The Scarecrow for their debut album. John Cougar Mellencamp album, Scarecrow. We know that one.
Rain on the Scarecrow.
I believe there's a horror movie series called The Scarecrow.
Oh.
Or Scarecrow. Murderous Scarecrow.
Oh, okay.
Chase you through the field.
Sounds that would be
hack you up with the sickle.
Truly, though, that would be very scary.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be fun.
It'd get the adrenaline going.
Yeah. Hey, what's that? What's that machete for? Yeah, what's that sickle do? Have you guys ever made a scarecrow? Have you ever?
I have not.
I have not either.
Stuff them with straw and all that stuff?
Yeah, I've never.
No, I don't recall making one.
No? I mean, you know, we make snowmen and all that stuff, but I've never made a scarecrow.
In the United Kingdom, there's all kind of different dialects and alternative names. Some of them I'm sure I can't pronounce. They're from different parts of England. And Hodmedod, Mermet, Heyman, Gallybagger.
That one.
Might be my favorite one.
Yeah, you got a bagger.
Taddy Boggle. Taddy Boggle. Bodash Roshash, which means old man of the rooks.
Okay.
Momet, Machen, and Bobak. It's B-W-B-A-C-H.
Bobak.
That sounds completely made up, but
that was dumb. No, I'm kidding. Just joking.
But some of them are pretty creepy looking, like you would imagine.
Oh, so like for those names, do they give a description of? I mean, are they just like scarecrows? They just have different names, or do they?
I think they like, all look a
different
little
for what the name is.
They're so. All different looks to them. Like this is which one is this? This is the it's an Alibaba scarecrow, but this they have different pictures.
Okay, so that's not That's not your straw average.
Like some of them, yeah. So
okay.
You can look through all these little different pictures of what they look like.
Okay.
So whatever the heck that is.
That's
something. Yep. So anyway, there's all kind of adaptations out there. And then are something that we're more familiar with.
Yeah.
And there's a crow sitting on top of the
crow. Yeah.
Don't care.
Eating off of it.
Yeah.
Just, I'll show
it's a, it's
you.
It's a place to just take a break. You just sit there and, Yeah.
That's the Japanese version.
Oh. I kind of I get that kind of fits the well that's interesting. I didn't even think about other countries and other cultures
their adaptation
makes sense now, but I didn't think about it.
There was a long story of it was called the legend the Scarecrow, and mm-hmm. It was kind of a cute story about how the Scarecrow just wanted to have friends, and the only friends it could really see were the birds that were flying around, and mainly the crows. And the crows obviously did not like the Scarecrow, stayed away from it, would not become friends with it. Long and short of it is, it kind of started to befriend one that was blind, and he was able to ask the blind crow why the other crows don't like him, and basically, well, you're looked as the bad guy, you're the evil one, so he was like, I'm never gonna have friends. And basically the farmer that put him out there saw him talking and interacting and said, this has got to be of the devil. And so they basically chased him into the fields with pitchforks and, you know, all this kind of stuff, torches, and they chased him all the way to a windmill where he was trapped inside this windmill, and they decided to burn him alive in it.
Oh.
And the crows, unfortunately too late, came to his rescue at the behest of the blind crow, and basically he burned to ashes. And it says in this story, the folklore is they took the Scarecrow's ashes and took them with them, and they revered the Scarecrow, and that's why crows always dress in black, because they're in a constant state of mourning for their friend. Unfortunately, they became friends with him a little too late, but his ashes still fly with the crows. And so it's kind of cool. It's like a folklore legend story. Yeah. I liked it.
I totally believe it. No.
Mm-hmm. Totally believe it. But
I like it. I have a poem from a little, I don't know, Kristen Riley. I don't know if she's a young kid or she could be 80 years old. It's a really neat title called Scarecrow.
Unique.
Wow.
Yeah, this is wild how they come up with these.
How?
A giant scarecrow stuffed with straw sits in my garden bed. He has patches on his elbows and a big hat on his head. His pants are frayed and tattered, sewn from old potato bags. His shirt is worn and shabby, made of torn up threadbare rags. He sits along the haystacks and among the growing seeds. He protects our crops each season. He's what every farmer needs. The crows do not come near him. He scares them all away. He guards our autumn harvest each and every day. Well, Kristen Riley. That
sort of sums them up.
Yeah. Nice little poem. So, John Masco. Yeah. That's a good choice.
I hope, that he would be proud of how we handled that.
They need a Sasquatch scarecrow.
Sasquatch. That would scare you.
That'll keep the crows away.
Are you volunteering?
That one I'm really trying to figure out what, a Sasquatch, it'd be a scare squatch.
It's doable.
Or a Sascrow.
Sascrow. Yeah, Sascrow.
Sascrow or scare squatch. I like scare squatch. You know what? You make the Sascrow and I'll make it. Wait a minute. This is getting weird. Don't say it fast.
This is weird.
I like that, Nate.
Yeah.
Maybe make it and put it in our studio.
There you go.
Heck yeah.
Sascrow.
Sascrow.
That is a whole new cryptid you just invented.
That's
sir.
That's right. Here at first.
The lore of the Sascrow. Maybe, what is that? Oh, it's a Sasquatch and a Scarecrow. Mixed together.
Sascrow. Oh my god.
Well, I don't have any more on it. If you guys do, great. If not,
it'll all be made up if we do. I mean, it'll be completely made up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was fun though. I mean, and my goodness, it is in a lot of shows, and
they're always creepy.
Yeah. And then it can be cute. Like if you see like people, I know
they dance around on a
crafty ones or
on a gold brick road. Yep.
Yeah. I hope if I ever run into one that comes to life, I hope he's a nice one.
Not the red-eyed one.
Nope. No, not Harold. I don't want Harold. Maybe a Fred. I don't know.
You know, depends.
Jerry. That'd be nice. You know. Yeah, I think John would be proud. So
I do too. God bless his soul.
Yep, and to his family, our condolences.
Absolutely,
yep. And his friends. So
100%.
And to
Jimbo.
Yeah, Jimbo from Tragedy of Cinema podcast. Yeah. So Nate, help us out, man.
We're out of here like a scared crow. That's a wrap.
Oh, nice.
That's good.
That's real good. I like it too. That's official. And we want to thank you, Creepies, for listening to Middle Age Mini number 71 and our discussion on scarecrows. And until next time, I'll talk to you later.
Bye.
See you.